Good Thursday morning to you.
Thirsty? Why so thirsty?
Thirsty, brother.
Good Thursday morning.
So thirsty.
You're so thirsty right now.
God, I'm so thirsty.
Thirsty Thursday.
Today on Thirsty Thursday.
You're a thirsty bitch.
If we had an HR department, you would be in trouble right now.
I know.
Hot, thirsty.
Let's get the show on the road.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here on this Free Money Thursday. What? Free Money Thursday? Yeah, Free Money Thursday. So glad you're here today. Going to give you a chance to win $100 if you know just some, you know, intimate details about 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, those stations that you listen to on a regular basis. So we'll be doing that at some point. I'm not going to do it right now. I'm just going to let you know that we're going to be doing it. Hey, coming up on the program, not this program, coming up on the program in Carson City today. Of course, today being the National Day of Prayer, a lot of people praying like crazy. Not just over Reno and Sparks, Washoe County, Lyons, Story, Churchill, Humboldt, Eureka, the list goes on and on, Douglas, Carson, the entire state. But praying over our law enforcement. 1 o'clock this afternoon is going to be the Peace Officers Memorial in Carson City. And if you haven't seen the numbers from just this year, it's heartbreaking. We're barely into May. Barely into May. So if you have any chance to get to Carson City before 1 o'clock today, that's what time the ceremony at the Peace Officers Memorial happens, is at 1 o'clock. If you can't get there, at least say a prayer for them. Not only our Leos, but for Leos all across the country. Ambushed the other night. Two officers murdered. It's got to stop. Law enforcement officers murdered because of somebody else's agenda. And yeah, I'll say it. Because somebody else's agenda. Something that they want you to believe that is going on that is not happening. The CDC can lie about the numbers. The WHO can lie about the numbers when it comes to this fake pandemic. When it comes to law enforcement, when it comes to the actual factual statistical information from the Department of Justice, from the FBI, and all of these other three I want to call them something else, but I won't. Non-needed entities. Look at the numbers. Look at the numbers from the past. Look at the current numbers. There is a war on cops. We thought we saw it during the Obama administration. Didn't even come close to what's going on right now. Are there bad cops? Duh. Yes. There are bad teachers. There are bad politicians. There are bad doctors. There are bad nurses. There are bad firefighters. But when you look at the numbers, it's minuscule. And that is a local issue. Weed them out. Hold them accountable. Make law enforcement an honorable profession again, to where you have to have an education. You have to go through intense training and bring it back to the standard that it used to be. Because there are people who are in law enforcement that it's just a paycheck. And it shouldn't be that way. People go into law enforcement because they want to protect their community. They want to serve their community. And they want to help others. We have let the left turn it in to a social justice issue that never should have happened. We do murals of criminals. Criminals. I don't care if you think they were murdered or not. They are still criminals. Drugs, violence, robbery. They are criminals. That is what the left worships. That is who they want to put on a pedestal. You don't want to be entangled in law enforcement? Stop breaking the damn law. You don't want to die? Stop threatening other people with knives and guns. Law enforcement is doing a job. They are doing a very hard job. And every day they put on a uniform or they go undercover, they put their lives willingly on the line. It is one thing to put your life willingly on the line to protect your community. It is another thing to put your uniform on and be ambushed by people in your community. Completely different thing. And for these anarchists, for the BLM, for those who just want to work for a Marxist communist agenda, because, yeah, that's what it is. They don't want local law enforcement. They want national law enforcement. They want the government to be in charge of everything. If you are missing this fact, then you are missing the big picture. Because cops are not out there just killing black people. That's not coming from an old white woman who happens to have a history with law enforcement, positive and negative. My mother was law enforcement. My father and brother were criminals. I got it on both sides. I know what I'm talking about here. Black, white, Asian, Hispanic. Law enforcement officers do not wake up in the morning and think, who can I go kill today? They do not wake up in the morning and think, let's go to the black community. Let's hit the Hispanic community today. If you believe that, you need to remove yourself from society. Because if you honestly believe that, no matter what your race is, then you are ignorant. And you don't do any research. And you don't listen to any facts. Because if we wanted to make a better society for all of us, or if you want to make it specific for the black community, if you want to make it specific for the Asian community, then you address the issue of black-on-black crime. You address the issue of crime. All crime, drugs, robbery, assault. And you start doing the right thing by putting people back in jail. Do we need justice reform? Yes, we do. Does it need to be the extreme that certain community leaders are saying? No, it doesn't. Because guess what? Last time I checked, drugs were still a crime in this country. And they should be a crime. So if you get caught selling them, if you get caught in some areas using them, then you need to go to jail. California is closing jails when they should be filling them up. I can't look at politicians in Chicago. I can't listen to them seriously when they talk about law enforcement, when the majority of their crime is the same race on the same race, and they do nothing about it. They have the strictest gun control laws, yet it is literally a bloodbath on their streets. But who do they make the bad guys? The people who are actually out there doing the job to make the community safe. If that makes sense to you, if you look at that scenario and think, okay, this is working, then you really, and I know Jerry hates it when I do this, you really need to find somebody else to listen to. Because I can't take that kind of ignorance. I honestly can't take it. I got enough things I have to deal with. I can't deal with stupid people. Damn it, Monica, don't call this listener stupid. I'm not calling listeners stupid. I'm calling people who believe that law enforcement is out there targeting races, targeting people, killing people, murdering them. I'm calling people who believe that stupid. Have mistakes been made? Well, of course. The officer who shot that guy that thought she was grabbing her taser. Better training. Better. That's always, always a fundamental. But if you talk to any sane person, guy should have just let himself get arrested. You got one cop across from you. You got one cop on top of you. You got another cop next to you. Why in the hell would you get back in your car and try to run? That is stupidity. It's the Monica Jay Show. We'll be back right after this on a Free Cash Thursday on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is not headline news. Warner Brothers is on the hunt for a black Superman. He'll fight for truth, justice, and the ability to walk through a neighborhood without a white lady asking him if he lives there. Khloe Kardashian and Kris Jenner spent a combined $37 million on side-by-side mansions. That neighborhood sewer system better be able to handle collagen. Jay-Z will sell Tidal for $350 million. Which means he has 99 problems, but an underperforming music streaming service isn't one. The Sex and the City revival is adding three characters of color. Their characters are Doorman Number One, Waitress at Chinese Restaurant, and Homeless Man Charlotte Steps Over. And Sunday is Mother's Day. New survey found what mom really wants for Mother's Day. Here's a shocker. It ain't dad in a Speedo. This is not headline news.
FM Talk. 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for being here, having a little discussion with Scott this morning about law enforcement and what I had said earlier about driving through the crowds of Antifa and BLM members. And boy, we have to agree to disagree on this one. You might have heard that there is a new video out there of what's been going on still in Portland and Antifa trying to block, as usual, the roadways getting up onto the freeway. And so they had people lining all four sides of the road for people not to be able to drive through. On the video, it's very interesting because you can see somebody kind of pull up and then do a U-turn in the road and it's like, oh, we'll go another route. Another guy, elderly gentleman, he wasn't having any of it. Guess he was tired of it because he pulled up and wow, imagine that. An Antifa dumb you-know-what jumped on his vehicle. So what did the guy do? Gave him a little ride. Just kept going. Why would you stop? I mean, obviously, unless there's a stop sign or, you know, you still need to obey the traffic laws. So, person jumped on his car and he continued on. It was nice to see that law enforcement did their job because the person who jumped on the vehicle was arrested. And the gentleman who was just trying to go about his business was told to have a nice day. The way it should have been. If you're going to be stupid enough to drive or to jump on a moving vehicle thinking that you're making a difference for the cause, well, then you're either stupid enough to die for your cause, or you need to be arrested. Not the person driving. Because I said it earlier, and I'll say it again, because it deserves repeating. I don't care what you're standing up for. What social justice warrior, what hero you think you are. Public streets are public streets. You do not have the right to interfere with me whatsoever when it comes to me driving my vehicle on public roads. I don't need law enforcement around to tell me that. So if you are going to jump on my vehicle, then we're going for a ride. And where and how you choose to get off of my vehicle is completely up to you. So, Scott, you can pander these people. You can treat them with kid gloves. You can turn and run the other way. Not me. Sorry, bud. We agree and disagree on a lot of different things, but my rights and other people's stupidity, that'll be one that we disagree on. All right. How about some cash? Would you like $100? How about you? Come on. You know you want $100. So how well do you know 92.3 and 99.1 FM talk? Just got to know what's going on, what we talk about, maybe a little bit into our personal lives. So let's do some cash recall right now. 884-9910. This is a text contest. 884-9910. Do not text and drive, and you can't have won over the last 30 days. My mother listens to me every day, especially when she's at work. Where does my mother listen from? What city and state? She's listening right now. If you want to win $100, the first person to text the correct answer in the next 90 seconds to 884-9910, you are the big winner. Good luck. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Congratulations to Andrea in Gardnerville. Andrea, you're absolutely awesome for knowing that much about my mommy. And you pick yourself up $100 for this Recall Cash Thursday. We do this every Thursday. So I hope you have a chance to win a little cash. It's always nice to have a little extra in the pocket. Or coming up in this half hour, we've got a chance for you to win a great gift certificate from The Chocolate Shop. Just in time for Mother's Day, half a dozen long-stemmed chocolate-dipped strawberries. So win, win, win. When you're getting information that you need to go forward, to move forward, everybody's a winner. But when you get money and you get all kinds of great chocolates too, that's just as powerful. Information and chocolate. And cash. You know, I just don't know if there's a whole lot better than that. All right. So Bill called during the break. And to recap on the last segment where I'm sorry. Sometimes I do that. I go through and I'm reading my emails and my texts and everything that I get during the show. And sometimes I have private little conversations with myself or with listeners. And then I share it on the air and it doesn't make sense. So one of my favorite listeners is just really the only person who has a tendency to disagree with me. And, you know, we see both sides of the same issue. We just see it differently. So this is a text I got in the 11 o'clock hour after some things I had been talking about that happened in Oregon recently. And that was that Antifa, BLM, they're still at it. Whether the media wants to report on it or not, you can still see the stories of everything that is going on. Oh, hi, Mr. Amazon. got a delivery coming in. see people at my front door. So this is just something that happened the other night, and, you know, they're still doing it. Whether you hear about it or not, they're still doing it, and you can still find it online, and depending on where you get your sources. So I had mentioned the fact that you don't have the right to block my vehicle. You don't have the right to get on my vehicle. You don't have the right to interfere with my driving and yada, 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 yada. This is a response that Scott had sent. Well, I disagree that the majority of media is all bad. That's something else that he's lumping things together. It's not one topic here. Because I believe that the majority of media is sensationalism. And so whether you want to believe that or that's your take, that's your opinion. This is my opinion. This is my show. So guess what? I'm going to give my opinion. Well, I disagree that the majority of media is all bad. I know some of these people. Well, good for you. I know the majority of these people. Same, the majority of government. Yeah, I know these people too. By the way, saying speeding through a group of people is one thing. Doing it, even if the people are wrong being there, is not the answer. You might feel good saying it. You might feel good doing it. You will not win. Plus, taking care of the mess, I've been there. No one wins. Some nut is hanging on everything you say. That would be you. Now, he, she is looking for a crowd to drive through. That's how Scott sees you. That is not good media, Monica. Like it or not, you're the media. Just might say, although it would be nice, those actions not good in the end. Let law enforcement do their job. You did say it. Yeah, I did say let law enforcement do their job. But when law enforcement is told not to do their job, when law enforcement is not around, when law enforcement stands down and lets these criminals, because that's what they are, take control of our streets, I will continue to be a law-abiding citizen. And that includes driving my vehicle on a public roadway to get to where I need to go. And if an idiot wants to jump on my car to try to prove a point, to try to stop me, to try and slow me down so his or her friends can come and drag me out of my vehicle or start trashing my vehicle, which once again is against the law, but these people don't seem to care. You seem to care more about the people causing the problems than the people with the solutions. Because when you start treating people who are criminals as criminals and holding them accountable, guess what? Their actions usually change. Imagine that. It's the Monica Jay Show. It's the Monica Jay opinion there. There you have it. Let's go to the talk and text lines. Check it. We've got people lined up. Linda, Ken, Bob. Let's start with Linda. Linda, thanks for calling into the program today. What's on your mind?
Hi, hon. I wanted to tell you, you can pass this on to Scott. You are covered under the Ninth Amendment, and he needs to learn his Constitution.
Yeah, I don't think Scott's concerned with that.
Peacefully Yeah, but their right to peacefully protest does not and cannot in any way, shape, or form abridge your right to go where you want, be secure in your person, house, papers, property, and have your life, liberty, and property, pursuit of happiness.
Yeah, but Linda, if you listen to that non-biased, non-liberal media, remember Andrew Cuomo is the one that was out there who said, you know, show me in the Constitution where it says you don't have the right to, protest angrily. It's just,
they all need to go back to school and learn how to read. But then that's why they're teaching our kids to only print instead of cursive write, so that hopefully they can't read the Constitution.
Exactly.
Because
exactly.
It's all in cursive.
Linda,
Scott needs to know our amendment rights are just as equal as theirs, as long as they're peacefully protesting. When they hit our vehicles, they're not peacefully protesting. When they get in the road and block us, they're not peacefully protesting. And if what happens to them is their own damn fault. Excuse my language.
Linda, I love your language, and I love that you said that. Linda, thank you so much for joining me today, and I will talk to you again soon. Let's go on to Ken. Ken wants to talk about the police. Hi, Ken.
Morning, Monica. Hey, I'd like to say thank you to all the police officers. I'd like to ask people not to call them cops, because when I grew up, that was a derogatory comment to them.
Really?
And I think it's very disrespectful to call. They're law enforcement, they're police officers, and that's what they do. That's their job. Cop, that's just a term somebody came up with, and I prefer not to use that. But the thing is we have, like myself, I'm a vet, and I spent 20 years as a vet, but I didn't put my life on the line every single day unless I was called up. And police officers spend their entire career risking their life as the moment they put that uniform on and they exit their door from their residence, they're risking their lives. And I did work for the Department of Justice, but I wasn't a law enforcement officer. But I know these people, and I've had my run-ins with them, with officers that were they were pushing it as far as how they were acting.
Unfortunately, Ken, any time you get just a little bit of authority, you know, that has a tendency to overwhelm some people, and they take advantage of that.
And that's true, and that's why they have checks and balances in the police force to cover all of that. And the other thing that upsets me is the school districts, what they're trying to do and what the government's trying to do. I'm what they is referred to as a mulatto. I'm mixed. I'm 50% one and 50% another, and I was born outside this country, so I'm a legal immigrant. And I take offense to what they're trying to imply. My grandparents, my parents, they were exiled from Canada after World War II. So I have to deal with people that have not good opinions. But I find that BLM people, these Black Lives Matter people, they are the most prejudiced and most biased and bigoted individuals that ever lived on the face of this earth. Everything they say and everything they represent is a bigoted and racist view. I grew up in having to listen to people with their opinions about my part of my heritage. But I'm an American, and I wish and I would like to push America, the United States of America, to eliminate this segregation of individuals by their race, and just call us Americans. We're U.S. Americans.
Thank you.
Know whether we came here, we were born here, or we came here from another country. if, you know, our allegiance should be to this country, and I love this country. Okay, I have traveled halfway around this world, and there is no other country that allows you to speak however you want and wish. Well, for the moment, because it's going away. You know, you go to Canada. Like I said, my grandparents were in Canada after the war. Or during the war, they were thrown into a prison. They were forced to build that prison, and my uncles were ripped from their parents and made to be. They were enslaved as children, and then my grandparents' properties and money was stolen from them by the Canadian government, and then they were thrown out of the country, and all of the kids, the entire family, their citizenship was ripped from them. So that's our neighbor, Canada. And then you look at Mexico, who's run by cartels and lawlessness. Yeah. In this country,
I got to cut you off. I've got Bob on the line still. He wants to get his comments out, but I completely understand what you're saying. I did want to share with you, though, so you know, COP is in, you know, being in law enforcement. COP is actually a British term. It's short for Constable on Patrol. So I hope that okay. No officer ever out there thinks that COP is a derogatory term. But I understand where you're coming from that. But, Ken, as always, you are such a pleasure to talk to. I thank you so much for being on the program today. And one more thing.
I'd like to say one real quick. Yes. Support Monica Jay for Congress.
Thank you, Ken.
I appreciate your show.
Thank you. And we love you as a listener. Okay, Bob, you got 60 seconds. Bob, what's on your mind?
Hey, I think we returned to local authority recently. And I was just wondering if you had any insights on when Washoe County is going to remove the restrictions or where they're at with that.
Yeah, that is such a far off.
Or who to contact?
Well, you can still contact Bob Lucy and Von Hartung, but we are not basically under even the restrictions. The way that the governor's ruling was written. Excuse me, I got my throat locked up there for just a second. The state still has ultimate control over what the counties do. And Von Hartung, Bob Lucy, the Democrats on the Washoe County Commission, they voted to go with continuing on the way that we're going because the governor is actually releasing the state June 1st because, of course, the legislature is over then. So once June 1st hits, I have a feeling you're going to see everything just kind of go back to normal, which is absolutely ridiculous because we shouldn't have gone this far anyway.
Utah dropped all the mandates.
Utah dropped all the mandates. South Dakota never even had the mandates. We are literally one of the last states to do this because we are run by Democrats. Washington State, Oregon, California, Nevada, Michigan. You know, it's the same crowd just tanking the economy and getting rid of the middle class for the Great Reset. That's what it is. And unfortunately, our Republicans here in this state don't have the backbone to come up against it. All right. Our last contest for the chocolate shop. This is your last chance to win. Caller number 3 right now at 884-9910. A half a dozen long stem chocolate dipped strawberries from the chocolate shop in Glorious Gardnerville in the Rayleigh Shopping Center there. Good luck to you. We'll be right back after this.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. Ron, congratulations. Enjoy those chocolate chip strawberries from the chocolate shop. And as we wrap up the show on this National Day of Prayer, I leave you with this. Father God, we come before you because the people of this nation and everything in it belong to you. We are not here by accident. You are the one who set us in this nation at this particular time for the glory of your name. But Father, people in this country are turning against each other. We no longer live like brothers and sisters. Brother has turned against brother and child against parent. But your word says that if we humble ourselves and turn from our wicked ways, you will heal our land. Lord, heal our hearts. Heal our land. Remove bitterness and resentment from our hearts and help us live as brothers and sisters again. In Jesus' name, amen. On this National Day of Prayer, I wish you only good things. In Yahshua's name, in Yahweh's name, I love you. And I appreciate every single one of you, even you, Scott. Love the interaction. We'll be back tomorrow. God bless.